The UW-Madison Law School's new double major in law and neuroscience is challenging future lawyers to use new discoveries on how the brain works to make punishment more effectively fit the crime. They're looking at new research from the MacArthur Foundation Research Network on Law and Neuroscience. Network Director Owen Jones laid out the challenge this way at a recent lecture in Madison.
Everything law does is about trying to influence human behavior. There are multiple influences on behavior, but those are ultimately perceived and processed through the brains that generate behavior. So, in theory, improved understandings of behavior might help us increase the efficiency and the efficacy of the legal system.
Owen says increasingly, lawyers will have access to brain scans they can use as evidence of a defendant's responsibility for a crime.
You have a client, the guy robbed a bank or raped somebody. Somehow you get a brain scan. Gosh, this guy is not rowing with all his oars in the water. What does this mean?
In many states, it could mean the difference between death or life in prison.
The claim is the defendant's brain ain't working like everybody else, so don't kill him.
Owen says convincing a judge and jury of that claim will depend on how effectively neuroscientists working with lawyers can defend their claims about what a magnetic resonance image of neural activity really means.
This sort of technology can be persuasive. We need to figure out how to get it right.
There's also new research on what a judge's brain looks like when deciding whether to give someone life in prison or a trip to the gas chamber. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.